This message was recorded at the Redeemed Christian Church of God Salvation Center, where we're maximizing potential and fulfilling destiny. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to the following message.
Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Oh, when the saints go marching in.
Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, Lord, I want to be in their number. Oh, when the saints go marching in.
Oh, when the saints,
oh, when the saints
go marching in.
Go marching in.
Oh, when the saints go
marching in.
And Lord, I want,
oh Lord, I want to be in that number. Oh, when the saints go marching.
Oh, when the saints,
oh, when the saints
go marching in. Jesus, I want you to stay calm tonight, amen, to hear the word of the Lord, amen. Let us stay calm. I want you to say to your neighbor, say neighbor, stay cool. Say to your other neighbor, say neighbor, stay cool and listen to the word of God. The Bible says that the word of the Lord is sharper. You know, people think it's just a sword. It says it's sharper than that. Come on. It's more brutal for the devil and demons and illness and all this stuff. The Bible says that it is sharper. So it's not to be just associated with a sword. That's too natural. The Bible says that it is sharper than any two-edged sword. I want you to say to your neighbor again, say, neighbor, stay cool and hear the word of the Lord. I really thank God that the two people that came before me, they really started already building on what I want to speak about tonight. Dr. Buddy came and he let us know about the fullness of God. Amen. And remember, if you attend this church, or if you're here with us and you're celebrating Festival of Life with us, and you probably don't know this, but I always say that the word of the Lord is progressive. Amen. We can never exhaust knowing Jesus. Till he comes back for us, we will continue to know him and know him and know him until he comes back, and then we see him face to face. Praise the name of Jesus. The word of the Lord is progressive, but because of that, let's start where Dr. Bode, let's start where he was, and he looked at Exodus chapter 24, verse 16. Let's pull that up. Exodus chapter 24, verse 16. And I saw that there's something so interesting. Praise the name of Jesus. My time is valuable. Praise God. Exodus chapter 24, verse 16. And it said, "And the glory of the Lord abode upon Mount Sinai." Let's stop there. That's where I want you to see. It says, "And the glory of the Lord abode upon Mount Sinai." And then Minister April also came. And I was like, wow, praise God. They've done the work for me. They're building on this. And Minister April came in and she said, Isaiah, actually Dr. Bode also quoted this. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1. It says, "And the glory of the Lord shall risen upon you." Praise God. And then Minister April also said, Exodus chapter 40, verse 34 and 35. Let's look at that very quickly. Exodus chapter 40, verse 34 and 35. And it says, "Then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle." Then 35, "And Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation." Jesus. So, pastor told us that we should start, and I'm looking at it as a command because it's not the first time I'm going to look at the book of Matthew. And so, pastor said, this July, starting today, let us start reading one to two chapters every day. By the end of August, we'll be done. Now, this is not the first time I've attempted the book of Matthew. Let's pull up Matthew chapter number one. Matthew chapter number one. And I was like, you know what? Yes, I want to read this. You know, especially now pastor authority is saying, read this. Before, when I used to read it, Matthew chapter one, verse one. Praise God. And it says, "The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham begot Isaac, and Isaac begot Jacob, and Jacob begot Judas, and Judas brethren, and Judas begot Phares, and Zara, and Tamar, and Phares begot Ezron." By this time, I skip. What is it? Oh, first of all, I can't even pronounce the names. Oh, you know how I am. Y'all know me. No, but thank God. That's why we compliment each other. Pastor is pastor, and I am co-pastor. And so together, we go like this. Because the attributes that pastor does not have, I have. And the attributes that I don't have, pastor has. So I don't have to be pastor. He likes all that. He enjoys. I said, God, please, I can't read all this. Be God. That's how I normally used to deal with it. But this time, I said, Lord, Holy Spirit, pastor, because when he makes that kind of, when he speaks like that, I'm not seeing him as my husband. I'm seeing him as my pastor. Pastor said we should read Matthew. I always skip over to chapter 2. Once I get to this part, so let's the story start, you know. But I was like, this time, please, Lord, there is something you want me to learn in this thing. Pastor said, we're not just grazing by. There's got to be something. So I realized that when we ask the Holy Spirit for revelation, he blows our mind. And so as I was reading it, let's look at verse 17. After all of the begat, so all the gen, oh yes. So after I read it this time, with the help of Tommy, She was reading it to me. Praise God. With when we finish all the begat, I said, Lord, what is the, there has to be a purpose. What is the purpose of all this begat, begat, begat? What is the purpose? Let me learn something from the beginning. So it's not I'm waiting for the middle or the end so I can learn something. Lord, from the very beginning, let me, I'm going somewhere tonight. Say to your neighbor, stay cool. And it says in verse 17, so all the generations from Abraham to David are 14. And generations are 14 generations, praise God. And from David until carrying away into Babylon are 14 generations. And from the carrying away into Babylon until Christ, another 14 generations. And so I said, Holy Spirit, what is 14? And the Holy Spirit told me that 14 is 2-7. Seven is the number of perfection. I said, this begat, begat, there's something to it. Seven is the number of, what did I say? Perfection. And I said, 3 14 is actually, how many seven? Six. Am I with somebody here? Is anybody that's a math besides my daughter, Sharon in the back, that's an accountant? We have four, oh, accountant. 14, 3 14 is how many sevens? Six sevens. So six perfection. It showed me from where they were coming to Jesus is actually six perfection, which ended on Jesus Christ, which is the perfect man. I realized that the number six is the number of man. The number six is the number that Christ came in man's form. So all that generation, it was building, Pastor, and I realized that seven, six times is perfection to man. Jesus came for my sins to die. He didn't just begat, 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 begat. It was actually something. When we got that revelation, you guys are looking at me, but when I shared that revelation with my children, they were screaming in the car because I realized, wow, y'all are quite. Okay, let's move on. Y'all didn't get that. Pastor, praise God. I said 3 14 is actually equal to 6 7s. And I said 7 is that perfect man, Jesus, that came to die for my sins. Praise the name of Jesus. He didn't come in vain, but he came as a perfect man. And he died on the cross so that me, man, number 6, can become perfect. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so I got something from the reading today. Somebody say, praise God. Say to your neighbor, make sure you do your reading. Don't do it for all righteous to fulfill all righteousness. Say that. Don't read it to fulfill all righteousness, but read it so you can gain something. Praise the name of Jesus. So we read that Dr. Bode quoted that in Exodus chapter 24, verse 16, the glory was upon Mount Sinai. And so I realized, wow, this glory that was upon Mount Sinai, they got to go there. Praise God. They have to go to Mount Sinai, Sister Wumi, for something to happen. They have to go to Mount Sinai. The Bible also said in the one that April quoted, which I already quoted, in Exodus 40, verse 34 through 35, it says that the glory filled the place so much that Moses could not enter. Now, this glory is talking in that they're talking about in Ephesians chapter number 3, verse 19. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 19. Come on, work with me very fast. Ephesians 3, 19. Appear. Come on. The glory that was upon Mount Sinai, that they have to go there to experience the glory. The glory that was so much in the tabernacle, Moses could not enter. The Bible is telling me in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 19, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Oh my God, this glory that they're talking about, that Moses had to go and get, that when he got there, he could not even enter. The Bible said that after the perfect man came, Jesus, I have the fullness of this glory. Yeah. Woo! We don't know who we are. We have no idea. We are walking in the things that Moses desired. We are walking in what Moses desired. Moses could not go in. The glory was too much. But the Bible is saying, because, not because I earned it, but because of the love of Christ, it says that I might be filled with all the fullness. Not some of God. It's not some of God. It's not half of God. It's not because the reason why it cannot be half is because it was a gift. When you give somebody a gift, you give a complete gift. You don't say, well, let me keep some. Because if you truly want to bless somebody, you give them a gift. You give them all. It says the fullness of God in me. The fullness of God is in me. Why is that? Because it is about Jesus. Because I know him. Because I have come to the realization of Jesus. I am walking not upon me. Let me tell you something. Is anybody in the house this morning? Look, in the olden days, it was upon them. It can come upon them and go. It can come upon them and go. It can rise upon them and go. In Isaiah, it says, arise, shine, for the glory is upon you. Ma'am, the glory is no longer just upon me, but I carry the glory. I carry the glory. When we're reading scripture, we have to understand chronological events. We can no longer live in the past. We have Christ Jesus, the revealed Christ. It's the, when we talk about glory, what is the glory is Jesus. Let me tell you, I don't want my glory. Sis Dr. Selena, she mentioned to us that there are glories. And then there are glories. The glory of a match is different from the glory of a stick. A candlestick is different from the glory of a generator. April, I don't want my own glory. I want the glory of Jesus. Because my own glory can only get me so far. The world, every creation of God has a level of glory. I don't want to walk on the glory that I have by myself. I want the glory of Jesus. I'm not looking for second hand. Our general overseer says something. Stop asking for cookies. What am I going to do with my glory? What can I do with my glory? Nothing. It can get me this. It'll get me a certain level. I don't want to get. Oh my God. I don't want to get to a certain level. I want to be the best that God has for me. Hallelujah. Do I hear anybody in the house this? When we talk about the manifestation, first we need to understand that we carry the glory. When we were in camp, Kenneth Copeland said something that blew my mind. I have already been meditating on Ephesians 3:19. That's exactly where he went. He said, we are so conscious, not to say that God is not in heaven, but we are so conscious, our Father, who art in heaven. Nothing wrong with that. But be conscious of the God that is on the inside of you. Walk like you know what you're doing. Even though the situation is not looking like it should be, walk like it, because you carry that, not just the glory, but the fullness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I was like, Lord, manifestation. Somebody quickly Google manifestation. Somebody quickly Google manifestation, the meaning of manifestation. Somebody quickly Google. You don't even have to type it anymore in this day and age. All you have to say is manifestation. Boom, it brings it up. Is anybody there quickly? Anybody there quickly? Manifestation. The meaning of manifestation. An event, let me take this shoe off. Oh man, the devil is in trouble tonight. An event, yes ma'am. An action. An object that clearly shows or embodies something. My God, April, I am the, Jesus was the action. Let me put it that way. Jesus came already, the begat. He came perfection in man. I said Jesus was the action. I am. Oh, no, sorry. Jesus is the event. That's what I meant to say. It happened, yes? I don't have to live in the past. Jesus already came. He was the event. What did you say, ma? He says, an event. Action. Because Jesus came, he is the event. I have to be the action. Why? The manifestation must show. I must be the embodiment. What is the proof that Jesus came if I am not living a certain life? Look, there are some things I'm not just praying for. It is a matter of receiving. I cannot be praying for healing. I receive healing. Why? Because the Bible says that I must manifest it. I have to manifest it. It's not a maybe. It is already done. The Bible, I was like Isaiah. Isaiah got it more than we do. We come after Christ. Blessed are we, more than Isaiah. But Isaiah was quoting the scripture, and he said that, Isaiah said that he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. But Isaiah was talking as though he was there. He was talking as though it already happened. And we, that it has happened already long ago, and he already paid for it on the cross of Calvary. We cannot believe what Isaiah, that have not even seen, he only saw it in the spirit. He didn't experience it. He couldn't lay hold on it. He desired to lay hold, but he could not lay hold. He desired for the manifestation, but he could not see the manifestation. But we that are in Christ, we see the manifestation, yet we are praying amiss. Our prayer needs to change. Our prayer needs to change from Lord, do it, to Lord, I receive it. What you have already done, I receive it. My healing, if Isaiah can say he was, how can Isaiah, that is not even a part of it, it hasn't even happened. He said he was wounded for our, he even included himself. Grace, well, he tried to smuggle himself in. Isaiah tried to smuggle himself. He says he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our arm. He tried to, if Isaiah can tap from the grace of Jesus, sister Wumi, I think you're the only one feeling me tonight. If Isaiah can tap from the grace of Jesus, what about me? Jesus. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. By his stripes, we are healed. The healing already occurred. Look, there was a time, it was Sister Wumi, maybe that's why she's just feeling me badly today. My God. There was a time we were praying together. We were in this church by ourselves, midnight. I had an injury on my leg. I went to camp and I was jumping and I was showing the teenagers, jump off the stage, bagger. Me that I'm in my 30s, I didn't remember, I thought I was 16. I say, oh, this is how you do it. Jump off the stage, bagger. I did it the first time. Jump off the stage. Before I knew it, my leg was messed up. I broke, you know, like shin splints. It's not broken, but there's lines. It was messed up. For years, it was hurting. It was hurting. So all of a sudden, one day, I got really mad. I said, God, what is this? You said, blessed are the feet of them that preach the gospel. I haven't even started. They don't even know my name in China. They don't know my name in India. What, Aitiri? Bonnie. I told Lord, no. I said, no, this cannot be. I was healed. Even before I was born, I was healed. I started walking in my healing. I said, no, devil, you are a wasted man. You are wasted. Concerning my skills, wasted already. I started walking in it. Before I realized it, ma'am, sir, my leg, I don't feel that pain anymore. I realized that Joy Sally wants to stop or decrease the amount of laying hands because the power is not in my hand. The power is in the word of God, because the Bible says in him was life, and the life was the light of man, and the light shines and darkness could not comprehend it. Disease is a darkness. I don't have to always lay hands. Oh, my ministry is changing. All I have to do is empower the people with the word of God. Make sure they understand you are already. Isaiah did not tap into it, but he tapped by force, by fire. You are already healed. Walk in your healing. Your job that they took, Sister Bimbo is a perfect example. You have to speak the word and walk in it. It says that we should see the manifestation. How much time? I have 9 minutes. The manifestation. The Bible says in John chapter 9, verse 3. Whew. John chapter 9, verse 3. It says, Jesus answered, neither had this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in. The word of the Lord must be made manifest in me. I said the word of the Lord must be made manifest in you. Amen. In whatever capacity, in whatever area, understand who you are and let it be known. Let the forces of this world understand that the work and the power of God is in me and it must be manifested. In fact, if I don't manifest it, and you as a child of God, you don't manifest it, then Jesus has died in vain. But because he cannot, and it was not in vain that he died, the work of God will be made manifest in me. If we look at John chapter 14, verse 21, John chapter 14, verse 21, oh, Jesus, thank you. John chapter 14, verse 21. And it says, he hath made my commandments. He that hath my commandment and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me, meaning God, shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself in him. Do you love the Father? Do you love Jesus, to be precise? Then adjust yourself in your chair. I say adjust yourself. The manifestation of the sons of man is now. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. The Bible says in Romans 8:19, appear, glory to God. It says, for the earnest expectation of the creature waits. Guess what? The creatures, look, if people do not know, the creatures, they know that Jesus has come. And they are awaiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. They are waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. That means I must act in that sonship. How can I be sick? Look, I don't mess with sick. I don't deal with sickness. I can't. What I say is the same way it came, it got to go. The same it came, it got to go. Sickness can never stay in my body. Sir, it can't. There's no room. It's a mentality. It's a mind. What did I say? Mindtality. Sickness cannot. It's not possible. If maybe I was sleeping and it entered, the same way it entered, it got to go. Because Because the manifestation of the sons of God is what? Now. So, if we are supposed to be manifesting Jesus, how can we be living a defeated life? It is impossible. It is in what? Impossible. I need to write Joyce Sunday Dictionary, not just Dexter. Praise God. It is impossible. Can't. Look, there is the world. Sometimes they get it. The Bible says that the sons of this world, how does that scripture go? They are wiser than the sons of the kingdom. There is this worldly singer that understands sonship. A worldly singer. Runa, a worldly singer understands sonship more than you. Make I tell you now. He understands it more than you. There's this worldly singer. He says, Emma Bami, Emi Amo Babala. Emma, what is he saying? Emma Dam. He said, you can't help me up. He says, Emma Dam. Just singing it. I don't even know what that begins. Thank you for helping me. You've been listening, eh? Hey. I said worldly song. They're quoting it for me. See. That guy, I'm gonna translate it. He says, Emma Dami Jura. The guy in real life, he's saying, let me translate what he's saying. He's saying, don't stop me. Don't delay me. I am a son of a rich man. And true indeed, that dude, he is the son, the father is wealthy. Then he came up with a new song. Sister Buki, oh, she's not here. She's the one that's telling me. I said, Sister Buki, you're listening to all these things. Sister Buki. She said that he wrote a new song that says something that, Mo fellow, would you buy by me something? Okay, thank you, April. You don't know. Y'all can't know. The new song says that he wants to be richer than his father. The guy understands sonship. Look at this. He's not even a born again. And he's quoting scripture, Dr. Bode, without even realizing that he's quoting scripture. First, he said, don't stop me. I am a son of a rich man. Then he, and that was a hit, a master hit. Then he came with a new one that says, I have to be richer than my father. And I realized that this dude is quoting scripture because if we understand, the Bible says that we are joint heirs with the Father. What scripture is that? Joint heirs with the Father. Romans 8:17. Is that it? Let's look at it real quick. Romans 8:17. Is that it? Anyway, it says, we are joint heirs with the Father. That's what that boy, he said that, Emma Damidura, Emi Omo Babolo. He's quoting scripture. He says, I am joint heirs with my Father. If you can't stop my Father, a rich man in this country, you can't stop me. Then he said, I will be richer than my Father. And but Pastor, the Bible says that greater works, higher, greater works than Jesus. Shall we do? The boy says that I got to be richer than my papa. And they say that, you know, there's a culture that says, oh, our prayer is that our children will exceed us. Our Father is a true Father. Jesus is a true Father. He said, greater works shall ye do. Stand on your feet. Don't go, sit down. I says, I just explained to you in 20 minutes who you are. You want to stand up. I've been watching Oni of Ife. Yeah, I've been watching him. I want to see what, you know, the Bible says that we should go to the ants, learn from the ants. If I didn't know before how royalty behave, let me go to people who they teach them how to behave like royalty. So I Googled Oni of Ife. I forgot his name. His name is not important. I want to tap something from his, the way he gets up. Ah! I said that you are, oh my God, you embody, you encase all of the glory of God. And I say you want to say that you should stand up because of arthritis. Some of my mommies in the law, they want to, no, I don't want to. I want to do it by faith. I want you to arise like a king. I say stand up in the name of Jesus Christ. Stand up and shake the demons off. Stand up and shake away disease. Stand up and understand who you are in Christ Jesus and say, I receive my healing. I receive my breakthrough. I receive. Begin to receive. Everything you want to receive this evening, everything you want that you used to believe for, now receive, 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 receive. This is the manifestation. The time has come for the manifestation of the sons of God. The world must see you and say, how did you make it? Huh? What was the diagnosis? How did you make it? That's what they'll be. Because the son, you are the son, and the manifestation of the sons of God is now.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Receive, 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 receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it. Know who you are. Stop begging. Stop begging. Receive. Wake up in the morning and receive. Receive, receive, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, in the name of Jesus, receive it, in Jesus' mighty name. We give you praise, Jehovah. We give you praise, Jehovah. Blessed be your holy name. We are standing on holy ground. Hallelujah.
We hope you've been blessed by this message. We encourage you to fellowship with us here at Salvation Center if you are in the San Antonio area. For more information, visit our website at www.rccgsanantonio.org.